got Mike Palm from Circus Sports joining us now. Mike, we had you on back in August. We were here for contest weekend. We were talking about the season ahead, and there we are, week 8 of the NFL season, and Kansas City still undefeated and feeling good, obviously, where things are at right now.
Yeah, well, who's going to beat them? I mean, this is the three-peats on. They're going to have an undefeated regular season. You've got Hopkins now. You can bet the 17-0 at Circus Sports for all the Chiefs fans.
Oh, we can bet them to go undefeated?
Yeah, you could. If you're not here this weekend, just drive up to Iowa. We're in Iowa, yeah. Right? If you're in the Kansas City area, that's a short jaunt to get to the Iowa State line. 23-1.
That's actually a great number.
Yeah, when you look at other books, they're 10 or 11 to 1. Mm-hmm. You could also, if you don't believe it, bet the no, but you got to lay 60 to 1. So okay. It's minus 6,000. But
who likes betting the no on undefeated? It's way more fun to bet
pros,
the yes.
The pros like to do that. Yeah. The pros like to do that if they want to tie their money up for a couple months. Look, when you look at their schedule, I mean, obviously you assume they're going to win the division games. They've got to go to Buffalo, right? And you know, you could argue the Bills offense had 3 shots in the fourth quarter in the playoff game, couldn't get any points on the board. So they were that close. And, of course, in Kansas City, they were 13 seconds away. Didn't want to kick the ball short in the kickoff and eat some time off the clock. But obviously the Hopkins news is a big deal. Their defense is playing great. And we really haven't hit your stride offensively. So, I mean, those are all good signs. They're laying 8.5 to the Raiders this weekend. I mean, they're not going to forget about Christmas when the Raiders didn't complete a pass after the first quarter and were able to go into Kansas City and get a win. So, I mean, a lot of positive signs for Kansas City. I said after week 3, just give them the 1 seed and let's start the playoffs.
Right?
Let's
be
go.
Fine with us. Yeah. We're not going to complain about
it. I mean, Baltimore's got a really good team, but they're 2 games ahead of them and have the tiebreaker too. So, I mean, it's a really good spot for the playoffs.
I mean, for Chiefs fans that are coming out to Vegas, though, two things. I mean, both numbers you mentioned there, that is as good as you're going to find, though, if you're a Chiefs backer at least. You know, for those of you who are back in Kansas City and you're using whatever book you're using, whether it's the perfect record 17-0 at 23-1 instead of 11-1 at some books. You mentioned 8.5. I think some other books still have it at 9.5. Yep. So if you're a Chiefs fan and you're coming to Vegas this weekend, Circa is going to be the place you want to book your action, because I'm guessing you're back in the Chiefs. This will be the place you want to go.
I mean, I don't know why at this point you wouldn't. This is the whole thing we talked about with Underdog. You should do yourself a favor. I don't know who makes the lines for you. Never make the Chiefs an underdog. It's a fool's errand, as a matter of fact. They shouldn't be an underdog against any team under really any circumstance. I mean, they're what, 11-3 now against the spread, and 12-1 straight up, or 13-1 straight up,
something like that.
Like under Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's just a team that you should never not favor, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a betting perspective, right? Giving points to Patrick Mahomes has been a death if you're on the other side, and we try to do it. And that Super Bowl was interesting last year because the line went back and forth, right? Legitimately, the number went back and forth, even with the Eagles. These lines very tightly. Yeah. Line when they get to the Super Bowl, and yet they continue to find ways to win. It's interesting that this is the first week that Patrick's not the favorite in the MVP race.
Yes.
Which people have been talking about. He's not having a great year. He's got more interceptions. And why is he still the favorite? Then people get violently and say he's the quarterback, 2-time defending champs, and they're undefeated. But Lamar Jackson now, the favorite for MVP at plus 250. If you're out here, Chiefs fans, and you still believe in Patrick, he's plus 450. Josh Allen's 5-1. And Jordan Love is 9-1, and the guy I really think you got to take a look at, Jared Goff, is 10-1 still. I see him at 7-1 across the board. So if you think Jared Goff, who's thrown more touchdowns than interceptions the last month, has a shot, and that's a really good Lions offense. You get the best prices here as well.
Well, now he gets the narrative too. Like we talk about that with MVP stuff, is that he'll have to do it without Aiden Hutchinson, and they're the best team in the NFC, right? Does anyone think they're not at this point? The only team that made an argument for that was the Vikings, and they definitely took that crown last week. The only thing is Hutchinson. Because we were talking about, so like, I guess I'll ask you, Defensive Player of the Year. We just assumed Aiden Hutchinson would win it 5 weeks into the season.
Yeah.
They lose him for the year. We're talking about Chris Jones as a possible Defensive Player of the Year guy. He was 25-30-1 to start the season. He's 5-1, 4-1 now. Do you really have to get 15 sacks in order to win that award?
I think Watt is the deserved favorite right now. I mean, you could even make the argument Watt's in the MVP conversation, too. Although it's really, really tough for a defensive player.
That's how they win.
To win it. You watch that Minnesota game. They've got to go out and get another pass rusher. I mean, that's the missing piece right now, right? Unless they do, they're going to have to score 31 points a game, which they're capable of, but they're going to have to. I think there's a marked line. I think there's 3 teams. I think it's Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore. There's a clear line then to the next level of teams in the NFL, which You know, you could make the argument, you know, it's then it's Minnesota and Green Bay, and I just don't. San Francisco's got a lot. All the injuries going against them, they'll probably still win the West, but I don't know how they go on the road and win three playoff games or two playoff games.
We're talking to Mike Palm from Circa Sports as we're at Stadium Swim at Circa Resort. I was looking at some of the futures in the NFL. You're mentioning some of the top teams. The Chiefs right now, +445 to win the Super Bowl here with you guys. Where are you at, which is kind of the rest of the AFC? Because we've been trying to figure that Baltimore out. We've been trying to figure out the Texans. Are they still a team that can creep up?
Well, but their offense has really struggled, right? And is it Stroud? I don't know. They had less than 90 yards passing in Green Bay last week. He hasn't been really since the second half of that Buffalo game. They've been very pedestrian on offense. And the loss of the receiver, of course, hurts them. Although you thought that was such a deep receiver room. And the problem in Houston would be people would want the ball. And I said Diggs would be a negative because there wasn't enough ball to go around for him. We don't want any more Chiefs money. We'll gladly take your money. But remember 2 years ago, the guy that bet the Chiefs at 10-1 for $300,000 and he won $3 million? Well, he's back.
Oh,
and
wow.
This year, he's bet an exacta twice. He bet Chiefs over Packers twice at 51-1, and then he came back a month later and bet it at 29-1 just last week.
So he still liked it enough that the odds went down, and he was still on board.
If the Chiefs beat the Packers, we lose $10 million, right? So I guess for the Chiefs fans, we're pulling against the Packers at the end.
That was my Super Bowl pick. Yeah. I had the Chiefs over the Packers. Yeah.
So get the Packers eliminated.
Get the Packers out of that equation.
Yeah, you're just rooting for the wrong team to get knocked out.
You guys
out.
Have to be excited. KU's number one in preseason basketball.
It's weird because in Kansas City, obviously, because of the Chiefs going for a three-peat, so much of the attention is there. Like, college basketball for a lot of people in Kansas City in 2012 or 2013, we'd already be talking a ton of college basketball. But because of where we're at with the Chiefs, the Royals just had a postseason appearance for the first time since 2015. College basketball, it's a little bit on the back burner for some people in Kansas just right now with the locals because of the Chiefs get so much of the attention. We've talked about this. That even sports talk-wise in Kansas City, in 2012 we would have talked way more college basketball than we do now because the Chiefs and what they're doing. They're the number one team.
The first team that could ever do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many chances? Before the season, I said, isn't the pressure on Kansas City? Because people will never get to this point in their life where they have a chance to three-peat, right? You have to seize this opportunity. By the way, I love the Royals. And you got Lugo under contract for two more years and Reagan's and another year at least. And it's a good young lineup. And they're an exciting team, you know. They got to find a way to score more runs.
When do you guys post baseball? Is it February or when? When will you guys have baseball up for next year?
Yeah, when the pitchers and catchers report, then we'll have it up.
You think the Royals will be plus money to make the playoffs?
It depends on what happens in the offseason. There's a lot of different and that division. You'll get a lot of Tiger money here.
Oh yeah,
right. Because they had a great run, and obviously that division. I mean, the Minnesota fans are just sick, right? I mean, they blew that, and then the other three made it to the Final Four. So I think it'll be close to a pick'em. To your point, to make the playoffs.
What about tonight? We got Mike Palm from Circus Sports with us. We know Thursday Night Football. Rams, yeah. Vikings, Vikings -2.5, like -120 it looks like for you guys right now.
Yeah, so we just went to 2.5. I knew a lot of sharp guys that were waiting to get 3.5 that wanted to take the Rams. This is a bad spot for the Vikings, off an emotional game, their first loss. But it went the other way, right? People were betting the Rams because it should be a public pro game with public betting. The Vikings are the better team. They could be 6-0. They're that close from 6-0.
Why is it only 2.5 points for a team that's lost so much?
For me, the angle is these are two coaches that are so familiar with each other, right? O'Connell was McVay's offensive coordinator with the Rams. So in my mind, if two guys know each other so well that are the offensive play callers, that has to be an advantage defense, right? Because you're going to go over and work with the defensive side of the ball. O'Connell's going to sit there with Flores about McVay's tendencies. McVay's going to do the same thing about O'Connell's tendencies. I think it's a big spotlight for O'Connell tonight. He's a guy who's kind of on the next tier of what we consider the elite play callers. When you talk about Shanahan, McVay, and Reed,
no doubt.
They're kind of in a class of their own, right? And O'Connell wants to be on that line. And I think he feels that way, that he doesn't get his just desserts. So a big game on a national spotlight for the Vikings as well. I played a little bit on the under 48.
On the other end, you were mentioning Kevin O'Connell. You like him for Coach of the Year?
I think the argument's got to be made. But, you know, Flores will get a lot of the credit. But when you take a guy like Sam Darnold and you say Sam Darnold has not met expectations in other places, and what he's been able to do with Sam Darnold.
That's really, it. It's like the Darnold story.
It's really funny because it was O'Connell's connection with Shanahan that Darnold gets to line up there. They wanted Tannehill. But Tannehill wouldn't sign a one-year deal.
And now he's
and Darnold and Darnold would, yeah. Right? And so, I mean, that could have been Tannehill's team. It's really interesting how things go the way they do in the pro sports.
Here at Circa, by the way, Dan Quinn +305, Kevin O'Connell +305, although it looks like Jaden Daniels did not practice again for the Commanders today. So Mariota, I guess, maybe will be the starting quarterback on Sunday for the Commanders. Mike, great to have you on the show again. Appreciate the insight. So, and Chiefs fans are going to take over this place here over the next couple
you'll
days.
You'll be back out for Super Bowl, right? You'll be back out.
Most likely. I don't know.
Between broadcasts.
You never know,
you might be on site. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
High expectations.
That's
Thank
right.
you, fellas.
Thanks, Mike.
Good seeing you as always.
Thank you.